Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Here I am. Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Well, I just had a little dose of intro. Thank you for listening. Sometimes I make, well, let's just say I've done a lot of music, and what I meant is that I sometimes make songs that I copyrighted several songs that I haven't released, so I'll get to that in a minute, but I wanted to let you know I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True part two of the album. So I hope that is you can enjoy it. And it's a combination of all the songs that I released recently. And I put acapella. Acapella, the new song is called Legacy Songs. I wrote that from years of making music and being a singer. I created songs vocally, coming up with melodies, harmonies, and singing it. So it's a cappella, and when you hear me humming, it's like I'm using my voice as an instrument as well as singing. It's always been one of the gifts that I have as an artist, but that's one song. And the other songs are, a mixture of songs I love to make, like pop, dance, rock, and my influences. Well, I was influenced by all kinds of people in music, very famous, way bigger recording artists, like from rock with Jimi Hendrix or Van Halen, the type of music, to pop with Michael Jackson. Then I was influenced by Prince. Then I was influenced by, all kinds of influences. But I took all my influences, and GNR, I was actually influenced by Guns N' Roses, believe it or not. I took all my influences, and I know that I create my own original style, which is great. Because I know that being an artist, I have to have my own style in the way I sing and how I write. A lot of songs are written from real, true situations. I've written songs that were released, unique on this album. It's about real, true, like people judge me. And it's a celebration of being unique. It's hard to be unique in society, but for artists and for entertainers, what distinguishes them is their uniqueness, is their way of sound for creation. But the truth is, on a philosophical and common sense level, everybody has their own uniqueness. How some people perceive or are not aware of the differences in this world. Because I'm a very colorblind person, I'm very open to all people. I just, but some people are not open-minded to all people. So, and I don't deal with any type of discrimination or prejudice. That's why I've written songs about being unique. Because people judge me for being unique, which is a form of prejudice. They didn't just, it was about somebody in my industry who didn't look at my talent. They looked at what I look like, and that's not what talent is or artist is. An artist is make music or write music. An artist is not about how the way you look. Of course, that is the business, the industry gamble of when people look at people's looks, but that should not be a determining factor of whether someone can play or sing. Because if they don't sing or play, then how can they be an artist? And that was what the song is about. Then there's other songs, you know, joyful songs, you know, Falling in Love, like I Really Want to Get to Know You. You know, that was on the album. Here it is.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation.
You can also look at them, my Vivo videos to this. I Really Want to Get to Know You. This is one song that's really personal to me, the first song, because it's the title song, the name of the album, because that's what the essence of why I make music, to make my dreams come true, to be in the music business, to make a living in the music business, but also to, you know, to create. And why it's been a struggle for decades, I'm glad I done what I needed to do, because it's evolved. That's why I came to L.A., to make my dreams come true. And, you know, a lot of artists are living all around L.A., you know, West Hollywood. Hollywood are not the only places. They're in Studio City. They're in Van Nuys. They're in Canoga Park. They are in Santa Monica. They are in, you know, they're all over Beverly Hills. They are in Altadena. I mean, they're all around, I mean, who want to make it in the industry. Singers, songwriters, movie actors, comedians, but the singer-songwriters, they're all around. And there's so many of them. And, you know, I'm one of those people who want to make my dream come true. And this is on the album. Songs I did a cappella. I have done songs, you know, like I Do Love You is this, you know, that song was done right in my living room. There was no recording, I just sung, and it was just raw. It really wasn't, it was kind of like, I Do Love You, it was kind of like I just did it without preparation vocally or everything. It probably would have sounded better. But it sounds very good for what it is.
I really want to be with you. You make my dreams come true. I really want to hold you forever, and that's the truth. Don't you know, really do, don't you know,
Some trouble with in the studio putting on, but you are here. You can hear it on my album, and my album is out. It's been out, and Legacy Songs is. Because I've been a BMI songwriter for many years. You know, I had to register all my songs, and it was a joy to do. My songs are for everybody on this planet to enjoy. It's relatable. I made this music for people of all walks of life that represent who I am, an open-minded society. And, you know, going to L.A. to try to make my dreams come true and living near L.A. L.A. is a very progressive, open-minded society where we don't see colors and races. We see people of all nationalities who love music, and music brings people together. I bring this up because that's what I stand for, because there's so much stuff going on in the world that is, you know, whether Ukraine or, you know, or what is, you know, stuff in the country that shows anti-this, anti-that. My music is for everyone, and I want you to let you know that that's what I always believe. And my music is for those who understand the rights of everybody and for everybody to enjoy and to music in the privacy of their own home, because it's our right and privacy to respect, and that's what my music is, for everyone to enjoy. Through thick and thin, hard times and bad times, I want my Hollywood dreams to come true. The album is for you. And I hope you enjoy it. Please consider listening and buying it, because I've done it for you. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.